Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
6:21 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm John Tucker. Of course, Janet Yellen heads back to Capitol Hill today for a second day of testimony. Joining us now, Bloomberg Intelligence economist Rich Yamarone with the preview. Rich is also the author of the newly released Economic Indicators Handbook. Let's sell some books, Rich. What do we expect in terms?
Well, we could talk about a lot about economic indicators. There are plenty of those today.
Well, we have lots of Fed speak, not just Yellen, and the economic indicators today.
It is an economist's dream day.
Does it change the trajectory of Federal Reserve interest rate?
No, I doubt that. Well, the data could point to some of those things. We have had in recent sessions. Tremendous dollar strength, perhaps on the anticipation that maybe a Fed rate hike may be pushed a little further, or a little closer in the calendar. I don't necessarily believe that there have been anything said specifically by Yellen yesterday, or she would say that today. I don't suspect, but she is pointing to some of the issues that are going on there. Seeing a little bit higher inflation pressures. Exceeding CPI, we'll find out that today. See if that exceeds 2.4%, 2.3%, as some of the expectations on the street are. We're seeing we're going to see a lot of manufacturing activity, both sentiment indices, which is like the
empire. You almost sound optimistic.
I don't think that there's any way that you can interpret the data that we have seen other than slightly optimistic. So, yes, traditionally I am a pretty negative/bearish economist. However, you can't argue with the data, and the data have been fairly upbeat. No. Initially, this is the interesting point. Initially, we've seen some of the sentiment indices, that is the surveys where they ask either purchasing managers or manufacturers.
Or NFIB.
How do you see economic conditions? And those have been extremely favorable, very lofty levels right after the election. But the indicators, the hard measures that actually measure stuff, measure output, measure production, measure orders, have been not as responsive or not as strong as those sentiment indices. Until now, we're starting to see some durable goods orders, durable goods shipments starting to uptick. So that'll be important today when we see industrial production come out to see if that follows. Maybe the hard data now are starting to join those sentiment indices and point to a more optimistic or more
The positive. Qualitative and quantitative indices.
That's
are
exactly
kind of
right.
Lining up. 20 seconds, the dollar. Doesn't a strong dollar sort of do some of the Fed rate raising?
Well, I think the dollar's probably rising because of the anticipation or expectations that the Fed will be raising rates. But a stronger dollar does do is it diminishes purchasing power. It hurts manufacturing activity and export activity.
Rich, thanks a lot. Again, Janet Yellen, second day as testimony. Rich Yamarone from Bloomberg Intelligence providing unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market government factors that impact business. This is Bloomberg.